You've tuned into the Dr. Lo Show with naturopathic doctor, Dr. Lauren Noel, where you hear the best in natural medicine, nutrition, and mindset from the world's top doctors, authors, influencers, and Dr. Lo herself. Trying just to pop a pill for a symptom? You've got the wrong exit. Seeking doable ways to live a happier, healthier life and have fun doing it? Welcome to the Dr. Lo Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. This is Dr. Lo Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Lauren Noel, naturopathic doctor. Thanks for joining me. So fun to hang with you guys on the airwaves, connect with you all over the world, all over the country. How cool is technology, right? That you can learn all this information. It's right at your fingertips, that you would have to spend hundreds of hours looking through books and reading research articles and journals, but no, you don't got to do that. We do the work for you and we deliver it right to your eardrums. Happy spring. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. I just went nuts on my house and totally did spring cleaning and detoxed as much of my surroundings as I could. And I swear it's such a relief just to get some organization going. And I will say I have not been a naturally organized or clean person. Well, I've been clean, but not very tidy, I should say. And if you know any of my friends from way back in the day, they'll tell you Lauren is the messiest person alive. But you know what? We are not defined by our patterns. We're not defined by our limitations. And I can honestly say that I have become an organized person. So cool. Definitely follow me over on the social medias. I'll be sharing a little bit more of kind of my inner world of how I've been fixing things up around me, including my car, my home, my office. And it's amazing how when you have structure and organization around you, it just allows you to feel a lot more relaxed and present and not just pulled and scattered. And I always kind of identified myself as like kind of a carefree, you know, just figure it out as I go kind of person. And I think that was just me getting myself off the hook for not being responsible, you know? And I know I'm speaking to a lot of you guys out there because a lot of my patients come in and deal with this too. It's like, how can I just be organized? So, it's just a process. It's little by little. It's making those changes every day and you don't have to have it all organized overnight, but started with a drawer and then it went to a room and then little by little, it's really been amazing. So, and how does that relate to this topic of detox? Well, detoxification can apply to any area of our life. It's our surroundings. It's the thoughts that we think, the, you know, the content, the material we put into our brains. You listening to this podcast is telling me that you care about your brain candy. You care about your soul candy, what you're bringing into your mind and your soul. You are going to be radiating that. And that is feeding yourself nutritious thoughts and nutritious inspiration. And yes, that relates to detox because we are wanting to be as clean and as, you know, authentic as we can. So yeah, that's what I've been excited about lately. And social media, I'm over at Healthy Lo if you want to follow any of that. So my Snapchat, my Instagram, I do a lot of fun stuff over there. So check me out. And also send me messages. Let me know what kind of things you're wanting to hear about, what content you're interested in. I'm happy to provide that for you. So before we jump into the show, I want to give some love to our show sponsor, Organifi. This totally relates to this topic tonight because what you put into your mouth is going to translate into what your cells are made of. You are what you eat. I know it's a cliche term. I know we hear it a lot, but literally if we look at your tissues under a microscope, we can tell what you have eaten. No joke. So feed yourself real stuff. You're trying to keep it real. Feed yourself real food. I love Organifi. It's a greens, freeze-dried superfood greens powder that you just add water to it. And it's like you went and had a juice from, you know, I would say Jamba Juice, but that's all sugar. Like you made a greens drink at home without all the cleanup. So I love Organifi. You can get yours over at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com, not with a Y, with an I. And how this also relates to this topic is it has certain ingredients in it that aid in detoxification. It has beetroot powder, It also has green tea in it, which green tea assists your liver in mobilizing toxins and eliminating them, specifically helps your liver metabolize fat. So that's why green tea is so great for metabolism. Also, one thing that's really cool about Organifi is that it's not sweetened with stevia. So if you don't like that stevia taste in greens drinks or in different protein powders, you'll really like this. It's sweetened with something called monk fruit, which is the Chinese term is lo han guo. Funny story about monk. When I was a kid, I used to pronounce it monk, like monk. I would say it really, really, deliberately. It's kind of funny, but monk fruit. And monk fruit does not spike your blood sugar. So it's a great option for people who are diabetic, who have insulin resistance, who are wanting to improve their body composition or lose fat. It's a great way to kind of satiate that sweet craving, but you're not going to get that spike in your blood sugar. So absolutely love it. Organifi.com. Organifi.com. And then if you want to get a discount, you enter Dr. Lo at checkout, DRLO, and you will get 20% off your order every time you order. You're welcome. Enjoy. And let me know how you like it. So really, really exciting. If you are in the San Diego area, come check us out for our Shine Detox launch party. This is coming up next Thursday night. It is April 27th from 6 to 9. You can get more information at shinenaturalmedicine.com. It's going to be such a fun party. Just come and hang out. We're going to have live music. We're going to have great food, raffles, giveaways, all kinds of amazing stuff. So yeah, come and hang out with us. It'll be fun just to bring people together, right? We are community people. We are designed to be connected to each other. And that's more than just via social media. So come hang out with us. It'll be a really great time. And what else? I think that's what I wanted to talk about with you guys. So let's jump into the show. We're talking all about detox. And let me bring my guest on. Oh, one thing I forgot to say. Thank you guys so much for the reviews over on iTunes. It means the world. I read each and every one of them. And if you guys have been listening to the show and you're getting value out of it, you've been learning things, maybe you've sent it to people and it's made a difference for them, or you just get a kick out of listening to something other than the radio and you're enjoying the show, please leave a review over on iTunes. It would mean so much. Leave a 5-star, leave a comment. It really helps to get the ratings up and let more people know about the show. So thank you so much for that. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Dr. Lo Show, and we are doing a topic tonight that I think all of us can really relate to, and this is detoxing, because we live on planet Earth, hello, and it's becoming different now than it once was. We are exposed to a lot more things nowadays than we've ever been exposed to as a human race, and as a result, we really get to elevate our body and being able to respond to these different stressors and detox accordingly. So that's what we want to talk about tonight, is all about detoxification. And I'm excited because I have a doctor on the show who is actually under one roof with me, who is part of Shine Natural Medicine. We have Dr. Megan Strodel on the show. And what's really cool about Megan is she actually went to the same undergrad as me, Biola University, and she had followed a bit of my journey from listening to my podcast over the years. And it just so happened that we were meant to be in each other's lives. And now she's part of Shine. And since she's come on board, it has just completely changed so much with the clinic. And she's running the IV therapy department now and really helping to get our Shine Detox launched. And it's just been such a blessing having her. So Dr. Meg, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you on Dr. Lo's show.
Hi, thank you. It's kind of unreal. I mean, you're so right. I totally stalked you.
So how did you first hear the show? I'm just curious.
That's a great question. I think it probably all started back when I was applying to naturopathic medical school. And I remember asking one of my mentors at the time, who was helping me with my applications, if anyone else from Biola had gone on to ND school.
Yeah.
I remember him mentioning, oh yeah, I think there was some girl before you years ago, but you're probably only the second. And so I think I just did some great internet sleuthing and finding your name and saw that you're doing some pretty cool stuff and that you had a podcast. And so, you know, throughout medical school, I kind of like just kept tabs.
Yeah.
Listening to the shows here and there. And I'm, you know, all about learning, learning, learning. So I'm always listening to something. And so, you know, always tuning in here and there, and just saw how you kind of blossomed into your own thing with the podcast and the Shine. And, you know, now we are connected at the clinic, which is crazy, you know, how that whole thing happened.
That's so cool. Isn't it cool to just see the progression of things? And it's pretty magical. It's a magical story. And now you're down in sunny San Diego and you know, building your practice and just having such a blast doing it. And I feel really blessed to be able to be a part of that journey with you. And I know that you haven't always... actually, tell us a little bit. You know, I like to start with any guest to talk about a personal story. Like, why are you into natural medicine? Tell us a bit of why you're even in this world of natural healing.
Yeah, so it all started back probably when I was about 12 or 13. I had some chronic health issues that, you know, conventional medicine had no answers for. I had this really interesting rash that was on my head. Not to get into too much detail, but it was really kind of disconcerting. We tried, my mom and I, we went to a bunch of different doctors. We tried a lot of different things, creams, salves. And, you know, nothing worked because, you know, their skin is such a reflection of what goes on internally. And I grew up in a small town, but thankfully there was a naturopath there. And, you know, shout out to Steve. Hi, Steve. He has a great practice, one of the smartest guys I know, and he had a great reputation in the town. And so we ended up going to him, and, you know, he pegged me immediately with what I had going on. And it's really cool looking back at that story because I started working on stuff after that and ended up working with a bunch of other naturopaths too. And they brought me, you know, really far, and we found the root of my issues. And, you know, for instance, I stopped eating gluten, and that really, really helped me. So, I joke with people that I've been a naturopath since I was 12 because that's, you know, when they started educating me on the human body and how things work and just, you know, the different therapies that naturopaths can do that are different than, you know, other types of medicine. And so that kind of started me on my journey. And I've always loved science too. So, I remember some of my naturopaths would say to me, "Oh, I always have to prep for you before you come in because you're going to ask me all the science stuff." So, I did human biology in undergrad and then stepped into medicine.
Yeah. That's awesome. And it's always a learning experience. We're always learning more and more about ourselves. And you and I have, I think, similar physiology in some ways, and we geek out on different pathways and learn more and more things still about ourselves. So, that's cool. And so your rash cleared up and you look nice and healthy and, and now paying it forward and healing others. So I love it. Well, I know for our topic tonight, we're talking about detox, and this is something that we're really focusing a lot at Shine is our Shine, detox program. And for any guys listening, we are having an event coming up on April 27th from 6 to 9 at Shine. So you can go to shinenaturalmedicine.com to learn more details. We're going to be having live music and raffles and giveaways and yummy food and just a good time of just connecting and having community. So it would be a blast. Definitely come and join us. So let's talk a little bit about kind of the whole topic of detox. Like, why does this even matter? Why do we need to do this now? I mean, is it kind of a buzz thing, or is this actually something that's legit and we should be thinking about?
Yeah, detox is totally legit. It's something that we need to do all the time. It's something that our bodies are meant to do. You know, we have detox organs like our liver, lungs, our intestines that need to respond to the things that we take in and the things that we're exposed to and, you know, deal with the toxins, neutralize them and get them out. So I always tell people that we need to detox because of all the things that we're exposed to day to day. And we need to do it, you know, I always like to tell people to do it quarterly and also do a little bit every day with just some foods that help support your detox systems. Because a lot of people, they have, you know, sluggish digestive systems. They've got brain fog, their skin's dry, they're breaking out a lot, they've got headaches, they're kind of puffy, bad breath and body odor is a big sign you need to detox. They're getting frequent colds and flus. So those are just some signs for, you know, what people, if they're experiencing those things, that they do need to detox, and anyone can benefit from a detox. It's something that we just need to do all the time because we're exposed to so many different things in this modern world. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah. So if you have symptoms like skin issues, like you said, the skin is a big organ of elimination, mm-hmm. or even like you said, bad breath, like who would have known? Bad breath could be a sign that you may need to be doing some detox. I mean, not everyone wakes up with the most beautiful breath in the morning, let's be honest, but if you're having some funky breath throughout the day, it can be a clue that something's going on a bit more internally mm-hmm. and needs to be addressed. Digestive issues, you know, energy issues, stuff like that. So pretty much any symptom could probably be a clue that some detox needs to happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's so many symptoms that can be associated with the need to detox. So whenever anyone asks me, do I need to detox? I always, you know, ask them all these different questions and try to figure out, is detox what we need for you right now, or we need to go somewhere else? But a lot of people, a pretty basic detox will be very, very helpful for them, for just helping to clear out the system and kind of reset things. And then we can jump into whatever we need to address for them health-wise.
Right. Got it. Yeah. And so we talk about, so you mentioned some of the organs that do detoxification, the liver, the skin, kidneys, and even lungs, like you said, that's so interesting. So we can actually detox through our lungs to an extent, right?
Yeah, totally. The lungs is what kind of one of the forgotten ways of detox. You know, think about how many times you breathe throughout the day. We're exchanging oxygen, we're breathing out CO2, you know, people that don't breathe properly or breathe very well, which is probably 95% of us, we're more acidic because we're not getting that CO2 out. So we need to breathe. We need to take in good air. So, you know, the lungs are super important. And I always make sure that people that are detoxing are also breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remembering that everything we breathe, we actually can absorb into our bloodstream. So doing what we can to breathe clean air, if you're in your house, making sure to open up your windows so you have fresh air coming in and out. And, mm-hmm. and that's important. So awesome. Well, let's go for it. What were we saying?
I was super convicted about this whole lung detox thing recently. Cause at the clinic we got an air purifier for our IV room. And then, I went home to my own bedroom and said, I need to do this too.
Yeah.
It's been really helpful, even just for my own sleep, to have pure air to sleep when you're sleeping, because we sleep about a third of our lives. You know, we're in our rooms for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
So it's important to have that good air available to breathe. Otherwise, we're just going to be unable to detox when we sleep, which is a big time of detox for us.
Yeah. You know, I think of detox a couple ways, or a couple kind of things I have to keep in mind is, one, are the exposures we're getting, and then two, how do we actually get rid of what we've already been exposed to? So yeah, it's good to do detoxes, but like you're saying, what are you breathing? What are you drinking? What are you eating on a regular that's going to be continuing to toxify your body? So the air is a big one. The water is a big one. So what kind of water do you recommend?
So a lot of times I see people drinking bottled water.
Yeah. And,
what a lot of people don't know is that bottled water is very acidic. If you're just getting kind of the standard, you know, non-alkaline, non kind of special waters, if you want to call it that, very acidic. And so we're, you know, promoting that acidic system. And so the water that I recommend is usually either alkaline bottled water in, you know, glass bottles, even doing something like a Brita filter at home. While it's not perfect, it still gets a lot of stuff out, and for, the general population is affordable. You know, with anything that you do with your lifestyle, you have to make choices about price, ease, and I find that the Brita is often a great start for people, because if it's not easy and you can't afford it, it doesn't matter. Ideally, we would all have, you know, whole house filtration systems, either reverse osmosis or, you know, the other kind that's super great. That's not coming to the top of my head, but, you know, a lot of us are renting or we don't own our home, so that's hard. So in general, alkaline water, but not all the time, because too much alkaline water can go the opposite way, like having a lot of acidic water. So getting a balance of filtered water and alkaline water is usually what I go for.
Right. So you get a filter so you don't become the filter. So you get clean stuff. And, you know, if you can just start with Brita, awesome. Start with that. And then as you, you know, can afford more, you can get better filters, but something's better than nothing. So I think that's great. And yes, I think just right away switching from plastic to glass or stainless steel is a huge improvement. So I love it. And then what about the kind of foods we're eating? I mean, obviously we want to eat organic all the time if we can, but how can we maybe kind of prioritize spending to have less toxins in our diet?
Yeah, so organic is great. I always tell people about the clean 15 and the dirty dozen. If you guys haven't heard about that, you know, head over to the Environmental Working Group. I think they actually did some more studies on the pesticides, herbicides, and now it's, you know, the clean 20 or something now. They've added some more foods to the list. So if you can't get organic in, you can always go that route. But I always focus on a very whole foods approach, eating foods in their most simple state. That's the food that your body's used to seeing. You know, your body isn't designed to, you know, get constant onslaughts of sugar, salt, and, you know, all the processed junk that we're exposed to.
Yeah.
So I always do the whole foods approach, you know, meats from happy cows, pastured eggs, you know, super high veggie diet, and things like bone broth. I'm super a fan of, just in general for getting minerals in, collagen for your digestive system. So whether you're on a detox or not, bone broth is just a great supportive food in general.
Mm-hmm. How often do you think it's good to do a detox?
That's a great question. I usually say to do a detox quarterly.
Yeah. And that's great.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes, the quarterly detoxes end up being kind of baby detoxes where you're not pushing, you know, your liver, your intestines too much, but you're still getting a detoxifying effect. And then, you know, probably once a year you can do something more intensive where you're not just doing detox through food, you're doing detox through food, you know, good water, you're sweating, you're moving a certain amount, you're getting rid of things in your life that don't serve you, different relationships, different habits, you know, maybe doing a social media fast or a technology fast. Cause I like to think of detox very holistically. So, you know, quarterly detoxes are great to do little baby things and you can kind of choose what works for you. And then doing like a bigger detox every year is, usually a good approach.
I love that. It's great because it's with the changing of the seasons and as things are changing outside of the home, you can be doing that also within and cleaning up your environment and also within your body too. It's always such a great idea just to keep things changing and moving and flowing. And that's how life goes, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then I always like to emphasize too, that if you're going to focus on clean meats versus clean fruits and veggies, you definitely focus first on the clean meats and the, you know, the fish and that kind of stuff. Cause that's what's going to have more of the toxins. And so, cause it can be overwhelming for people to like, okay, I can, you know, I eat 100% organic overnight. It may not happen. So little by little, you start to do cleaner sources, but during a detox, during, you know, at Shine, we do a 2-week detox. So during that 2 weeks, like really be clean during that time. And what kind of things do people feel when they go through a detox?
Oh, that's a great one. People feel a variety of different things. Some people feel nothing. Some people just feel a better surge of energy throughout the day. Their energy is more even. They wake up with more energy. Some people notice that their bowels are moving more often than they're used to, which is usually improvement for most people because most of us are pretty constipated. You know, ideally we'd want at least one bowel movement a day. Three is probably the ideal, but, you know, our modern world doesn't often allow us to get there. People can see, you know, brain fog lift, absence of headaches. They can see, positive changes in their skin. You know, they're not breaking out as much. Their skin has more moisture in it. It's less dry. Those are things that I commonly see. Sometimes, people emotionally feel better. And so they're able to deal more easily with stressors at work, home, school, and, you know, a lot of people will get a nice little libido boost as well because they're just feeling so good because they're getting rid of some toxins.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're feeling crappy, it's not so conducive to sex drive. When you're feeling better, that can really help to improve
exactly.
all things, including that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how I find sometimes patients during going through a detox will have some interesting emotional things come up, like you said. So maybe some more during the program, they may feel a little more agitated or feel maybe certain memories can come back or feeling more anxious or depressed or things like that. Because a lot of times we reach for food as a comfort. Mm-hmm. So it can take something to push through that addiction and to break that cycle. So have you seen that too?
Yeah, I see emotions play a big role with any form of detox. And you know, some patients that I see in the clinic, they have a history of unhealthy relationships, trauma, anxiety, depression. And, you know, we're looking at their blood work and their symptoms. And, you know, sometimes I just look at them and say, you need to work on the inside, you know, the deep inside, you know, that emotional side. Otherwise, you know, the things that we're doing, they're going to help you, but they're not going to fully address the issue. I think that's what makes us naturopaths different is that we really look at that emotional side. And you know, it really applies to detox too. Like you were saying, if you're detoxing through like say food or doing a certain system like we have at Shine, and you're still getting stressed from your relationships or you're holding on to something that, you know, you would benefit from letting go of, you're not going to get the same amount out of it as you could.
Yeah. Let's jump into the liver. We love the liver. And a lot of times detox programs don't always support the liver properly. And so detoxes can actually do more harm than good sometimes. So let's talk a little bit about that. How does that all play out?
Yeah. So the liver, I think of the liver as a filter. It also neutralizes things. You know, most of you guys have probably hopefully heard about phase 1, phase 2 detox. So when your liver deals with the stuff that's coming in day to day, things have to be filtered through 2 different systems of detox. Phase 1 is number 1, phase 2 is number 2. And then there's some talk about there being a phase 3, which is kind of cool. But basically what happens, in these phases is that things come in and they need to be converted into something that can be excreted. So you need phase 1 working so things can pass on to phase 2, but you don't want phase 1 to be too upregulated. Otherwise phase 2 gets gummed up. So, I talk about phase 2 just because, not to get technical, but because phase 2 is really important for clearing hormones. So, your methylation pathways, your glucuronidation pathways, your sulfation pathways. Phase 2 is also where glutathione lives and does its thing. So when molecules go through phase 1, they, every molecule that needs to be detoxed through that pathway, which is pretty much everything, it creates a free radical. And the glutathione in the phase 2 helps neutralize that free radical. So you need both phases working well. And so that's why the liver is important because, you know, everything that we take in, absorb, assimilate goes through our liver. It goes, you know, all the yummies from our digestive system goes right up to the liver to be filtered, and then everything, you know, gets sent out to be used.
Mm-hmm. I like the analogy of taking the trash out, where it's like phase 1 is go through all the different rooms of your house, collect the trash and put it on the doorstep. So that's phase 1. Phase 2 is a trash man coming and taking it away, and taking it down the street. So they both have to be working. So I like visuals, you know, it's easy to remember it like that. And a lot of times detox programs don't support those different phases. So you end up, and I see this a lot. Patients come in, they say, I did this detox and I just didn't feel good. And I didn't really feel good since then. It's like, okay, well, let's go back and really make sure that this is being done properly.
Yeah. And I think what happens when those detoxes don't work is that they're not getting adequate hormone clearance by support of phase 2. And you can support your liver a variety of different ways. We do that a lot through just basic detox nutrients, you know, glutathione, taurine, vitamin C, other antioxidants, molybdenum, which is a super cool little micronutrient that helps you detox things like sulfur. So, you know, your Brussels sprouts and broccoli and things like that.
Let's go back to that. I love molybdenum. Yeah. I have a little crush on molybdenum.
That's why I brought it up. I was like, oh, I can talk about molybdenum all day.
I love molybdenum.
But it's so good.
Yeah. And not to be confused with magnesium or manganese. It's its own little thing, molybdenum. And if you have a problem with wine, you might have a deficiency in molybdenum, or you might have a pathway that's sluggish for your phase two detox, and molybdenum can be really helpful for that. I just had to give a little love to molybdenum.
Yeah, I love molybdenum. It helps your sulfite oxidase enzyme, which, you know, helps you clear out the wine, helps you deal with the sulfur containing compounds in your food. So people that are sensitive to things like eggs or onions or Brussels sprouts, you know, if they get really, I don't want to use that word on the air, but you know, if they're farting a lot, you know,
you can use farting, poop, whatever. It's all good.
If you get really bloated from those types of foods, then I often will supplement people with molybdenum because it helps that enzyme to work better. And if your enzymes don't work, nothing's going to work. So give them that cofactor.
But, yes. What about like the the olive oil gallbladder flushes or those kinds of things? What do you think about those?
You know, I hear a lot about this, and patients often come in and ask me, oh, what do you think about this? And, you know, I admit to them, I've never done one. I've never prescribed, olive oil gallbladder flush to a patient. It honestly kind of scares me, but if you think about the mechanism of why it would work, it would make sense. The only fear behind stimulating the gallbladder so much as to dump a bunch of bile into the system to quote clear the bile system out is that if someone has gallstones, if you mobilize a gallstone outside of your gallbladder, where your bile is stored, it can get stuck in the duct that will then empty the bile into your duodenum. And that's scary. So if you have any sort of history of gallstones, that type of olive oil, liver bile, gallbladder flush would not be recommended. But some people have gallstones and they don't know because they don't cause them issues. They're just there hanging out in your gallbladder. So I prefer a more gentle way to detox than kind of that bile dump phenomenon that will happen with an olive oil flush. But that being said, it works for some people, but it's not something that I'm super a fan of.
Yeah, totally. Agreed. Let's talk about the skin and why this is important to support detoxing in this way. I mean, we hear about the skin's, you know, the largest organ of the body, and and we know that you can absorb things through the skin, but how can we actually do detoxing? I mean, does it really help through the skin?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Your skin is your major detox organ, because think of how much skin you have. It's the largest organ. You can detox through the skin several ways. I'm a huge fan of saunas for people. So saunas get you to sweat. I often tell people to sit in the sauna for 15 minutes and work their way up to 1 hour. Of course, taking breaks for, you know, keeping electrolytes up within their water and eating some food. But you excrete a lot of things through sweat, things like arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, and even chemicals like BPA, which is the stuff in plastics, and other molecules like BPA that replace BPA and BPA-free things like BPS, BPP, and those molecules are often more disruptive than BPA itself. So, little tidbit, BPA free is not as great as we think it is, because they're replacing BPA with just another BPA like molecule.
Right. BPA free is just a marketing ploy, right? I mean, that's the plastic toxin that we know of, but there are thousands of other chemicals that just aren't necessarily tested. So yeah, it's good to just switch to glass.
Yeah. So sweating is great to get a bunch of different things out. Another thing that you can do to detox through the skin is something called dry skin brushing. That's great for stimulating lymphatic flow. It also is a little bit of an exfoliator.
So what's our lymphatics? What does that mean?
So your lymphatic system is that system where, you know, you have your immune system regulation and also where you have toxins that get mobilized. So things that can't, the lymphatic system is so hard to describe when you're not coming from a science background, but it's, you know, things are moving around in your blood, they go through your liver, things move through your lymphatics that, that are kind of fatty, and then they need to be filtered and things like that, and then put back into the bloodstream. So
it's kind of like the filtration system. So if someone's feeling like puffy or bloated, or like when you're traveling, you get swollen ankles or feet, it's just clues that maybe you're not, helping to mobilize your lymphatics as well, right? So there's like different types of lymphatic massage and ways to kind of help with that kind of thing. But you can store a lot of toxins in your lymphatic tissues, right? So if you don't have that good circulation, then it can just get pooled in your system. So the dry skin brushing can help to push that up. And can you actually like remove the lymphatic extra fluid through dry skin brushing? Can it help with that?
Yeah, by any sort of lymph stimulation, you can help move things into the lymph nodes. So, if there's some fluid in your tissues that isn't draining, you know, like you were saying, like you're bloated, you're puffy. Some women get this in their legs. Some women get this in their arms, like after a mastectomy. Doing any sort of lymph stimulation will help to get that to filter back into the lymph system, get it to a lymph node, get it processed, and then get the lymph where it needs to go. So things can build up, but by stimulating it with things like dry skin brushing, you can help, fix that issue.
And then people probably, so I would think that anyone who doesn't really move a lot, so maybe someone who has a lot of standing jobs like hairdressers or maybe teachers who are standing a lot, if you're on your feet a lot, something like dry skin brushing would be a great idea just to help support more circulation. Or if you have bad circulation, like you have cold hands and feet and just feel like you don't warm up very well, that could be another great way to do that too. And it feels good. It's exfoliating too. It's nice for your skin. Yeah.
It's really great. And even for those people that you just mentioned, compression stockings, because sometimes your venous system is a little bit overwhelmed, and so your capillaries and your veins are a little leaky, and so fluid can leak out into your tissues that way, and then your lymph is kind of overwhelmed, and so by giving your venous system a little support by either eating blueberries or doing compression stockings, that can help too, and then the lymph can do its job better, removing all of the stuff that leaks out if you're lacking that venous integrity.
Love it. I didn't really go into why this matters. Like, why do we need to detox? Let's say we go our whole life and don't ever detox. What can we maybe be more likely to encounter throughout our life? Can it increase certain risks if we don't do detoxification? Like, why does this matter?
I'm so glad you asked this question, because I get asked this question all the time. Whenever I talk about detox, they always say to me, well, I have a liver and that's my detox organ and my liver's working fine. It looked great on blood work and I feel fine, quote, quote. So why do I care about the toxins that I'm exposed to and why do I need to detox? Usually what I tell them is that toxins build up in your system and can overwhelm your system. And toxins also do a variety of things. You know, they increase production of free radicals, which your glutathione has to neutralize. And if you're exposed to so many toxins, eventually you overwhelm that system and you lack antioxidants to, neutralize things that you're exposed to in your day-to-day. And that's when a lot of people become sick. Toxins also poison enzymes. So enzymes are what you need to make all the biochemistry in your body move along. So if your enzymes aren't working, nothing's working. And toxins damage DNA, which makes you age faster. Toxins damage your cell membranes of all your cells. And, I'm kind of a nerd. I like to think about things on the cellular level. If your cells don't have a healthy cell membrane, they can't signal well to each other. And when cells can't talk to each other, the body kind of breaks down. It can't do what it needs to do. So, toxins do a variety of things, and all of your detox systems are kind of recruited to deal with it day to day. So if we're not giving our detox systems some love, if we're not, eating right, sleeping, and doing quarterly detoxes that will help to boost that system, then eventually our natural detox systems, like our liver, our intestines, our lungs, our skin, they get overwhelmed. And so things that are associated with detox systems that don't work very well, and too much toxins, are metabolic syndrome, diabetes, PCOS, cardiovascular disease, chemical sensitivity, chronic fatigue is a big one, even learning disorders in kiddos, when kiddos have heavy metal exposure, things like arthritis and osteoporosis, because some heavy metals can bind into the bone instead of calcium when there's not enough calcium around and making your bones brittle. Mm-hmm. So we need to detox, period. Your body is not a superhuman and it can't do it all by itself. It's like how you just can't eat candy bars and run as much as you want, because that's not how your metabolism works.
Right.
It's calories in, calories out. It's not toxins in, toxins out. We need to help support the systems, and doing detoxes helps to do that.
Mm-hmm. And also too, our bodies are so smart that when we have toxins in our body, we oftentimes will create more fat to insulate ourselves from those toxins, and we can store toxins in the fat. So, it's funny because a lot of times all the different symptoms that we can tune into that our bodies are doing, it's like we get mad about it. Like, oh, why is this happening? But it's happening for a reason, to protect us. So the answer isn't about losing all the weight. It's about doing the detoxing that then allows your body to improve body composition. Right. So, and also doing it in a safe way, because if you go and do like a super intense detox, and you're overwhelming your own antioxidant system, and that can cause more damage. So that's why, we put together this program that is gentle. Mm-hmm. It's doable. It's only a couple of weeks. Like, everybody can do something for 2 weeks. You can do it twice if you want to do it for longer, but, but it's something that it's gentle, but it works by supporting those different pathways. So, and also bringing in the thyroid into it as well. I mean, we talk about the thyroid a lot in this show, and the thyroid is so sensitive to toxins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we're thinking about thyroid health, we always have to think about, are there toxins that are disrupting the thyroid function? Because I see, and we see a lot of patients at Shine that have thyroid issues, but really getting to the root cause of figuring out, why is your thyroid either freaking out or not working, up to snuff if it's a little tired. So sometimes it's a toxin load issue, and we do a little bit of a detox, and their thyroid works so much better, and we don't have to, go chasing either different pathologies or putting them on medication. And people are really happy about that. Finding the root cause of their thyroid, and then because they just feel so much better.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one patient in particular who actually used to be a high school friend of mine, and she reached out to me, years later. I'd talked to her since high school, and she just said, I'm not feeling well. I'm having all these different symptoms. And I did a questionnaire for her, and she had raging thyroid symptoms. Mm. But she didn't have the funds at the time to, and I was just starting in practice, so I just really wanted to help her. And so, I put her on the detox, and a month later she had no thyroid symptoms, and we didn't even do anything else. I mean, it was just simple as that. She was cold, her hair was falling out, she just was tired. She was always really slim in high school, but she was like, gaining weight now, and it just wasn't normal for her. Mm. And so that's really what did the trick. So, yeah. And the thyroid is, we call it the canary in the coal mine. It's just so sensitive to different toxins and heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, even things that we, are exposed to with our dental health. If there's problems there, that can affect the thyroid. So, so really important for healing that up. We're going to be having, Isabella Wentz on the show pretty soon and talk about her Hashimoto's Protocol book, which actually just hit number one New York Times bestseller today. So I'm really excited for her. So we'll have her on soon to talk all about the thyroid and more about toxins and how it affects that. But And then also aging too, right? So toxicity can lead to more aging. Cause that's what ages us, are these free radicals. So if you feel like, gosh, I just feel older than I should be, or if I'm just like, or if you say this, well, it's just cause I'm old now. I hate when people say that. It's like, no, it's, that's not, you know, you can be a lively and energetic until the rest of your life. It's very impossible to do that, but it's about letting your body work the way it's designed to work. And this is a big part of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's one thing that actually gets me really upset. I don't get angry pretty easily, but when people walk in and they say, oh, I'm just aging, you know, it's, that's why I feel so bad. That irks me. No,
yeah,
it's like, you gotta figure out why you feel
like, not on my watch. You're not
on my watch.
And I love that you brought up DNA. So I know something we're both excited about is the area of epigenetics, that mm-hmm. the cards we're dealt, our genes, isn't necessarily the way that we play our cards. We can choose how our genetics operate. And it's so empowering, because it's not like, oh, I have this, you know, genetic condition, or this runs in my family, so I'm going to have it. Not really. There's so much we can do to turn on and off genes. But unfortunately, toxins can turn on some of these harmful genes. Let's say you have a family history of a certain condition. If you have more toxin overload in your body, that can potentially have those genes operate in a way that you don't want. So I love that you brought up the DNA damage and like things like you said, like the pesticides, the herbicides. And unfortunately, those are things that are turning on harmful genes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really empowering stuff. And so that's why I love detox so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else I forgot of? Hormones you mentioned. And also too, with fertility, this is a big one. So if any ladies are wanting to get pregnant, you can't detox once you're pregnant. And you can't detox once you're breastfeeding. And then you're probably not going to want to detox after you have a kid and want to have another one, because you're probably going to want to have another kid pretty soon, maybe. So, you know, before having kids, it's great to do a detox. And give yourself like 3 to 6 months before trying, if you can, to let your body get ready to, you know, I call it like prepare the soil for your baby to be within your womb. You know, I mean, you want to really clean the system out, and it just allows the pregnancy to go better, and just to, you know, give your baby more of a clean slate, so to speak, because babies are exposed to a lot of toxins nowadays, right? Just coming right into the world.
Oh yeah. It's really sad. I mean, they test cord blood and they find, you know, 200 toxins in the cord blood, and the baby's not even, I mean, the baby's just been born. And that's just what the baby's been exposed to in mama's tummy, let alone what baby gets exposed to when they're outside of mama's tummy. I loved how you talked about detoxing, you know, soon to be parents. That's something that I do a lot with my patients. Cause I have several ladies that come and see me because they want to have a baby in the future and they want to have a really healthy baby. And the health of your baby is, I believe, directly associated with how healthy mama is. Because baby gets everything from mama, all of mama's yummies, the fats in mama's brain baby gets. So if mama ain't healthy, baby ain't going to be healthy. So we need to get mama healthy and dad healthy too. Sometimes I do, detoxes with future dads as well as moms, but often with mamas, I have to get them stabilized first. You know, get them either off their birth control or clean up a couple other things and then detox them so that the detox goes a little bit better. Cause if you're stressed and you don't have enough cortisol to deal with the detox can be a little bit rough. So sometimes I have to work on the adrenals first and then they have a better reserve to, you know, clean some stuff out.
This is a great point you brought up. It's common where patients will come in and they say, I just want to do a detox. Can we just start detox? It's like, well, let's maybe look at some things first. If you're in a time of your life where you're super stressed, you're barely sleeping, you're working out like crazy, and you know, you feel like pretty wiped, maybe it's better to work on sleep first, you know, and get a little more balance and then do a detox. Because like you said, if your cortisol is in the tank, you're not going to handle it as well. So the timing of it is really important. Like you said, I love that.
Yeah.
Very good point, Doc. Let's talk about, why does it matter what you're putting on your skin?
Oh gosh, it matters so much, because what you absorb into your skin is just exactly like eating something. It goes right in. I mean, they've done studies where they've rubbed something on the skin and then they do a serum sample and it's almost immediate. It gets absorbed right away into your bloodstream. So regardless of whether you're detoxing or not, you have to look at labels. You have to see, you know, what is in my lotion? What is sodium lauryl sulfate and what is it doing? What is a paraben? You know, is this good for me? For women, I always talk to them about their makeup because I think most women are learning this now, but there is lead in lipstick and there's a lot of even more disgusting things in, you know, the shimmery lip glosses. So the, you know, the beauty product industry has done a really good job with marketing themselves, but, they're all about making money, not about making healthy products. So whatever you're putting on your skin, you will be absorbing.
And that's why with some patients we'll use creams with certain types of medicines like progesterone or estrogen for people who need it, or different kinds of, you know, different salves, or if we're trying to deliver, like we have a glutathione cream that we use for patients, or different, you know, different amino acids and things that we can use to help as medicine. But then the flip side of that is what's in the other stuff you put on your skin. So I remember years ago, there was I was shadowing a doctor who, her patient was coming in and was getting all these high estrogen levels and she wasn't taking any estrogen. There was no reason for it. She wasn't taking birth control. She wasn't drinking out of plastic water bottles. She was being really, really careful. And it turned out she was using a lotion from this like certain network marketing company that was supposed to be this anti-aging, whatever lotion. It wasn't supposed to have estrogen in it, but they tested it and it was loaded with estrogen. So yeah, it's like you want to use something as natural as it can be. If you look at the label, you should be able to pronounce most things and you should be able to eat it. It probably wouldn't taste too good, but it should be healthy enough that you could eat it if you wanted to.
My rule for skin stuff, or, you know, skin products, I mean, is would my grandmother know what this is or be able to pronounce it?
Right. That's a good one.
Way back when everything was more simple, and so if it passes the grandma test, then it's usually in my cart.
But yeah, I like that. Does it pass your grandma test? Okay.
Right.
And there's also the Environmental Working Group. Awesome website. You guys can go over, I think it's skindeep.org, and you can enter any products that you use. They have most products. They're pretty thorough with their list. And you want to stick to a 3 or below on the toxin scale. If it's above that, it's probably not as clean as what you should be using. That's generally what I recommend.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's one more resource I would like to mention to people. There's a website called worldshealthiestfoods.com. And for anyone that's, you know, nerdy about nutrition or curious about like pitting kale against beet greens or looking up how much beta carotene is in a sweet potato, you can do that there. And the website does look a little interesting, but it's totally legit. And some great info on there about nutrition of foods. So when you're trying to pick high quality foods, or if say you have deficiency in something and want to know what food can I eat to get this nutrient, you can go there. Great resource, which I use a lot personally for my patients.
Love it. Well, let's talk about one of our favorite topics, and this is food. You know, we love food. You just mentioned talking about the healthiest foods. What are some good detox foods to have on a regular? Because we don't want to just be doing a detox, you know, once a quarter and then that's it, and just be eating ho-hos and McDonald's the rest of the time. Like, what about daily foods that we can be eating that are going to be loving our liver and helping to make these processes work better?
Totally. Things that are really rich in chlorophyll, magnesium, vitamin A. Those would be your leafy greens. Like I was just talking about, beet greens are actually more nutritious than kale on some levels of nutrients, because kale is kind of has the reputation of being like the superfood. But beet greens, eat them. They're great for you.
I bet all the other veggies are jealous of kale. Kale is made like, it's like the all-star vegetable, but there's going to be another one. I can tell all the other veggies are eyeing kale. Like, I'm going to take it down.
Kale
is greens is around the corner.
Yeah. Kale's MVP right now, but it's not the only MVP out there.
Yeah.
The other thing that leafy greens have are minerals. And if you don't get enough minerals in your diet, your adrenal glands aren't going to work so hot, and you know, you need minerals for digestion. So I always prescribe, you know, 4 to 5 cups of veggies a day, things that are high in color. So the green leafies, things that are orange, carrots, sweet potatoes, squashes. And then there's other foods that you can do, like celery is a great diuretic. I really like burdock root, which you can get at the store. It kind of looks like this long, funny, like tree root, honestly. But it's super nutritive, and it's going to help you detox very gently. You can put it in soups. So when you're doing your bone broth and, you know, making chicken broth that has all the good carrots, celery, onions, great, you know, everyday detox foods, you can put the burdock root in there, and it's quite yummy. Mm. So I also really like, chlorella and spirulina, lemon water in the morning. You know, I could go on and on and on. There's so many little things that you can do day to day that are super awesome that don't overwhelm the system when you do them in small amounts, and therefore they are supportive daily.
And what about water? How much water should people be drinking?
Water, always half your body weight in ounces. And that is without any quote unquote vices like tea, coffee, alcohol. And that's without exercising. So if you are 150 pounds, you need about 75 ounces of water, but that's before working out and before drinking any alcohol and before, you know, your 5 cups of coffee that you drink in the morning, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee doesn't count.
Coffee doesn't count.
Yep. You might need more water. Yeah. Awesome. I love those foods. And really, just to keep it simple, eat a lot more greens. Like, mm-hmm. If it's like, okay, if you take one thing away from this, just eat a ton more greens, drink more water, be careful what you put on your skin, and do our detox. So talk about our detox. What's the Shine Detox, and why is it so good?
So the Shine Detox, it comes in a kit, so it's super easy. So I love it. It contains a nutrient-dense detox protein powder. So it has a lot of superfoods in that powder, which will help to support all the systems that we talked about, your liver, your intestines, you know, keep things moving. The detox kit also has a packet of specific detox nutrients that you often need more of when you're detoxing. So things like taurine, molybdenum, some enzymes. And then there's also a little packet of enzymes that come along with it to help you break down the food so that you're getting the optimal nutrition out of what you're consuming. A lot of us have compromised digestion, and so usually a little bit of an enzyme boost is really, really helpful to help, you know, break down the cell walls of, you know, the leafy greens that we're eating a lot of during our detox. So it's a great, really comprehensive kit, and I have heard so much good things about it. I'm planning on doing it myself here in a couple weeks. I have to time it specifically. You know, so I'm
going to do it with you.
Yeah.
We're going to do it together. And you guys have to follow us over on our social medias. We'll put the links in the show notes, but over at Shine Natural Medicine, we're on Instagram, and we get to be on Snapchat soon too. I think we're doing a Snapchat soon, but mine is Healthy Low. So you can follow me over there, and we're going to be showing how our detox is going. So you can do it with us. It'll be fun. And also what's great about the shakes that come with the kit is that there's a multivitamin in it too. So you're getting lots of nutrition, like you said, with it as well. And you can have the shakes as a meal. So there's basically 2 shakes a day. So you can do like a shake for breakfast, a shake for dinner, and then just have a regular lunch. And then it doesn't need to be, it's not designed to be a weight loss program, but some people do lose weight on it just because they're, you know, they're eating healthier and they're less inflamed. So that can happen too. And it tastes pretty good. So that's the cool thing. You're not like suffering the whole time, and you can still work and go through your day-to-day life and all of that.
And it's great too, because it's customizable. So, some people do the 2 shakes a day, and some people do one. And then the other 2 meals, they just make sure are really nutrient dense, whole foods, type of thing. And, you know, it all depends on what your goals are for the detox. If you're just looking to feel better or if you're looking to lose weight, you can always tailor how many smoothies you do a day to that goal. And, you know, also depends too how nutrient replete you are before you start the detox. You know, how much you want to take in that way.
And then, so besides the actual kit, is there a certain kind of diet that we recommend for people?
So I always recommend paleo diet. I just see so many good results with that with people. But in general, I hate the word diet. I like to think of diet templates because I think that gives people more freedom because diets don't work. But choosing to eat a certain diet template for a specific period of time does work. I'm all about the psychology behind stuff.
Well, if we break down the word diet, I love this. It's like, what does this word actually come from? It comes from dietos, which actually means way of life. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, diet now in our culture means low fat or depriving yourself, yo-yo, you know, you lose weight and then it comes flooding back. So if you really look at the real root of it, it's just how is this general way of eating? And the cool thing is like the way that you eat on this detox, you can eat it all the time. You can eat this way normally. So it's just about having your healthy foods. And you know, obviously during the 2 weeks, you want to be a little more strict. So, you know, no gluten or dairy or corn, soy, sugar, like the ones that tend to cause the most inflammation. So, it's not depriving. You can eat this way normally.
Yeah. And that's why I bring that up because, a lot of people, they hear the word detox even, and they say, oh no, I can't do that. Kind of like the same mentality that comes along with the word diet. So I always, when I'm talking to people about what they're eating, you know, what you're eating is always a choice. And, you know, you can choose for 2 weeks on this detox to eat super healthy foods that you know that are going to make you feel well. Paleo diet is a great template. And, you know, avoiding all of the big heavy hitters like gluten, dairy, soy, corn, and getting in as much organic as possible and water and leafy greens. But usually it's pretty doable for people when they let go of that mental constraint of I can't have things. I like to say I choose and always health in mind.
I love the mindset piece with this. We are not victims. It's our choice. Yeah. You know, it's not like I can't have that. It's like I can and I choose not to. And you know, this, I don't eat that. That's a very, very big difference saying I don't eat that versus I can't have that. Right. Yes. Yeah. And our bodies hear that. It's like your biochemistry picks up on that stuff. Our beliefs are so powerful. So I love the empowering context around it. It's really good. And also do it with friends, that social support. And it can actually be really fun, right? You can kind of go through it together with people.
Yeah, exactly. Like how we're going to do.
Yay. cool. Let's see. Are there anything else that I didn't touch on? Any other things about detox you wanted to mention? I think we kind of flew through it pretty well.
Yeah, we flew through it. But the one other thing I did want to say is that, you know, we talked about some people groups that should detox, shouldn't detox. But I want to really drive home the idea that if you are not having bowel movement every day, detox is not for you. You need to, you know, get your bowels moving first before you do a detox, because the whole point of a detox is to bind things and get them out. And if you are missing the getting out step, then you will not be doing a detox. You will actually be toxifying yourself. So
good point.
You know, it's important to get people pooping. You can do that a variety of different ways. But once you get people moving, then you can do a detox. And sometimes you don't need to do those therapies that you used in the first place to get people moving.
And we did a whole show on constipation. So we'll put that link in the show notes for anyone dealing with that. And you can listen to that, work on that first, and then you can join us for the detox.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it, Doc. Well, gosh, this is such a cool thing that's happening right now. It's like you followed the journey that I went on. Now you're on the show and now we're helping people together. So it's pretty awesome. And I'm really happy that, you know, this all worked out. And I just want to acknowledge you for having the courage to come on and share your knowledge with the world. And I know it's going to help a lot of people. So thanks for doing that. And yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed myself and, you know, I'm sorry if I nerded out too much on you guys, but
oh, you don't ever need to apologize about nerding out. Are you kidding? This is what we do.
Such a nerd.
Brain candy.
if you guys were confused by anything that I said, you know, Google can help you.
Yeah, ask Dr. Google. Totally. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know this is going to be really helpful for a lot of people, and definitely come and join us for our event at Shine Natural Medicine. It's April 27th from 6 to 9. You can learn more at shinenaturalmedicine.com. That's also where you can learn more about the detox. If you're not local, you can learn about that at the website as well. And yeah, I hope you guys had a good time hanging out with us, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dr. Low Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And for more after the show, you can head over to drlowshow.com where you can find the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share with all your friends. And please head over to iTunes and leave the show a 5-star review and leave a comment. I read each and every one and they warm my heart. Thank you so much again for joining us. I promise to keep bringing you fun, inspiring, empowering content. Until next time, lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.